Hey, I'm Martin Kessler with NPR's Only a Game. Bill's weekly commentary is coming up, but first I'd like to tell you about our upcoming show. Imagine baseball without any downtime, no pitching changes, and a whole lot of running. Crazy, right? Well, it exists. It's called Pesäpallo, and it's played in Finland. This week, we'll take a closer look at the game that's hooking Finnish youth and drawing attention from some Major League Baseball scouts. We'll also speak with Andrew Peterson, a 22-year-old from Indiana who was born with fetal alcohol syndrome. Andrew tells us about his journey to become a standout runner who won 3 gold medals at last year's Special Olympics USA Games. In his commentary this week, Bill Littlefield applauds the federal magistrate's decision to slap the NCAA with a bill for $46 million.
The National Collegiate Athletic Association has a multi-year contract worth billions of dollars to provide televised basketball to a large and appreciative audience. This week, they were advised to put $46 million of those dollars aside. On Monday, a federal magistrate named Nathaniel Cousins ruled that the NCAA is responsible for the attorney's fees accumulated by the plaintiffs in the case of Ed O'Bannon, a standout basketball player at UCLA from 1991 until 1995. By way of brief review, the O'Bannon case is in the process of perhaps altering the face of the so-called revenue sports in colleges and universities across the land. In simplest terms, the case, which has been wending its way through various courtrooms, contends that the NCAA has been ripping off so-called student-athletes by using their names, images, and likenesses to generate income for lots of people other than the athletes. It can be argued that the NCAA and its member institutions have long been ripping off so-called student-athletes in various other ways as well. They haven't provided a lot of those athletes with a legitimate opportunity to acquire an education. They have failed to assume responsibility for the long-term effects of injuries those athletes have sustained while in the employ of the colleges and universities, but that's not quite right, since the athletes aren't technically employees, thanks to that student-athlete designation. Anyway, Monday's decision by Judge Cousins was no doubt greeted enthusiastically by the plaintiffs' lawyers, many of whom probably don't need the money. More significantly, it could establish a system that would be fairer to the student-athletes, many of whom most certainly do need the money. The circus of big-time college sports is sometimes great fun, and lots of athletes have benefited from it. Still, an enterprise in which the coaches make millions of dollars, and players generating that money are considered amateurs and compensated accordingly, isn't fooling anybody, is it? The O'Bannon case alone, no matter how it is eventually adjudicated or settled, will not solve all the problems. But news like Monday's judgment suggests that the individual decisions reached by individual judges as this matter meanders through the halls of justice will, at some point, compel the NCAA to begin cutting the athletes in on the very considerable take.
You can find a link to Bill's commentary at our website, onlyagame.org. You can also find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, @OnlyAGameNPR. Thanks.